Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be joining Don Potter of the Morningstar Ministries when he's talking about the next move of God and how strong the anointing is. And he just finished discussing, you know, Ezekiel 28, where it seems like he's talking about the king of Tyre, but really, when you look at it, he's really talking about the fall of Satan, what happened with the angel that was in heaven that eventually became Lucifer, the fallen angel. You know, I've seen him fall like lightning. And he's talking about that, but what he was before he fell is what we're supposed to be as the church, is glorifying God and honoring God. The worship in regard to how we... And he says you can't really lead worship. All you can do is worship God and hope people that they join in. But you know, 80%, I believe it is, according to George Bana, of Christians, regular church attenders that attend every other week or so, they say worship is about them. And worship is about God. As a matter of fact, listen to Don Potter. He's talking about this, what's got to take place as he's talking to a whole bunch of worship leaders at this conference. Take a look.
What I believe he was here for. Now, he lost the gig. We know that, right? Jesus saw him falling from heaven like lightning. So he lost the gig. He messed up the gig. You want to know how he messed up the gig? Anybody? You want to mess up a gig? That's a serious mess up. What do you think? Being that person? Anyway. Thou wast perfect in thy ways. This is verse 15. And from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Now, I know that's a lot. I mean, I had a lot of time into this, so you guys, and I'm just throwing it at you like it's, you should get this. We are here to really worship God with everything we have, to bless him with the best of the best of the best of the best. That's our gig on life. This was the best of the best at one time. And one thing tripped him. Merchandise. What do you suppose he merchandised? I'm just guessing. What do you guys? You think he might have merchandised the anointing? We got some trouble coming, kids, because we're going to see an anointing coming from the heavens that far passes anything we have ever experienced. And it's going to be based in the power that God releases on certain people to carry the authority to stand against darkness. Making sense? David spoke, in the womb you've made me fearfully and wonderfully made. You made me feared by darkness. A part of that definition of feared is to stop dark magic. In the womb you were given the power and authority when you connected with Christ as a person, whatever time in your life, to walk in the power and authority to stop this kind of darkness that the enemy fell into. Am I making any sense to you? I spent many, many years in the get recognized, get famous business and helped many people get famous and get very wealthy and so on and so forth. And one of the key phrases, if you got something to sell, honey, sell it. Years and years I lived in that world for many years. When I came to the Lord, he said, you know, you can do this little thing in the church that's really cute with you making people like you. He said, I think it's really cute, but what's going to happen is you're going to come to me, and I am the one you're going to turn your face to, and I am who you're going to worship, and that's how that's going to go from now on. Yeah, but what about the people? I will deal with the people. You do what I tell you. Now, that sounds a little hard, but let me tell you something. Hard is not, we don't even know the meaning of how hard it's going to get. The Father will have his way. He will have the kingdom. He will see every knee bowed, and he will hear every tongue confessing. His Son is the Lord. I don't know if you agree with all of that. Does it make any difference? It's going to happen anyway. and he is gathering together. Now, this is a funny stat. You can agree with it or hate it, and I'll let you go. There's 900,000 musicians in the United States that make enough money as a musician to pay taxes. That's how they can count them. There's 317 or more people, 317 million people in America. 900,000 musicians. How many of them do you think are given over and dedicated to God and God alone? Anybody got a? There's probably no actually telling how many there are that are given to God, that are good enough to make a living out in the world. Am I talking to the right crowd? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I've asked lots of musicians, if you had the chance and the ability to make it in the world, would you take it? These are already worship people. Yep, many of them. Take it, I'd take it. Could help God more. Oh, you know God, he really needs your help. Am I making any sense to you? And so this time that's coming is going to be riddled with the opportunity to merchandise the power of his anointing. And that cannot happen. And until he has sufficiently broken those who are going to be in that place, this is not going to come to pass. Are you okay? That's one of those crow over the, as Bob Jones said, God tells me you're a rooster and you're going to crow over the body of Christ. I said, last time I heard about a rooster crowing is when they were denying Jesus. He said, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Bob. I love Bob. I love that he never clowned around. He always slapped you good and solid, you know, and I loved it. I absolutely love it. I miss it so much. So, I said these things because I don't hope to shock you or make you crazy, but we cannot handle what's coming until we really are sufficiently broken. And I'd love to say, and it's me, I'm broken. Yeah. I've had years of brokenness, years and years of it. I know what the wall is nicer than you guys are because it's God. You know what I mean? And I love all of this and I like all of this and I'm not broken enough. Are you catching me?
This is so awesome. This is so preparatory. If you don't know Don Potter has probably been on every producing record coming out of Nashville for
a long time.
And, you know, God's won him in the Lord when he was actually in the music industry, still is, and he's gone through all these processes as a worship leader. And what he said was that he talked to so many worship leaders and said, you know, if you could make it in the world outside of the church, would you take it? And they're saying yes. And the thing about it is, it's actually the good to use the gift in the church in the context of for God and in a powerful way. And so I just want to encourage you right now, you can comment below. Want to hear your thoughts on that, but I want to. Don't you want this move of God to come, the anointing to be so strong? And the thing is to give in God all the glory. Where Satan fell, Satan wanted the glory. And what we want is we want God to get all the glory, everything we do. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you for Don Potter. We just pray a blessing over our community, Father God. We pray for worship leaders, God, to rise up that just gives their gift to you, Father God, and that you can use them mightily, Father God. We want this move of God to happen. We want the anointing, God, to break this yoke, Father God, over your church and the great harvest of souls. Lord, we declare by faith and decree that abortion has ended, that the great awakening is here, and revival is here in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.